Experts say food shortages, housing insecurity, and other hardships many North Carolinians are experiencing from the pandemic could become commonplace as climate change drives more extreme weather events. According to the state's climate science report, the past decade represents the warmest 10-year period on record, and recent data show 2019 was the warmest year to date for North Carolina. Steffi Rausch of the Asheville Citizens Climate Lobby says warmer temperatures already are driving displacement. She says farm workers and other seasonal workers are leaving other coastal regions and traveling to North Carolina in search of work.
So we're finding that people from Florida are definitely moving here more because of their events that they're experiencing down in Florida with sea level rise and flooding.
Rausch adds that seniors, low-income people, and other vulnerable populations are the first wave of climate migrants in the U.S. She notes that of the five coastal areas most frequently hit by hurricanes, between 1960 and 2008, three were North Carolina counties. A 2019 report by NOAA found North Carolina cities such as Wilmington could expect 2 to 3-fold increases in tidal flooding in the near future. Rausch also says as sea level and extreme weather risks rise, coastal residents face heftier down payments and inequities in insurance, which could increase household debt.
And then there's the farmers insurance, which has stopped writing NC homeowners policies in 2008. So the insurance companies are seeing the writing on the wall.
Univision chief meteorologist Erica Pino says global climate-driven migration is happening in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, countries that have struggled with drought since 2014.
People are moving around because they're losing their homes. Where they're coming from specifically, it doesn't just have to be Central America. You know, there's other places that are being affected by extreme typhoons and earthquakes and all sorts of stuff.
She adds, building border walls and withdrawing from international treaties aren't going to solve the inevitable climate crisis. In his first few days in office, President Joe Biden rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement, canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, and ordered a federal review to jumpstart the process of reinstating environmental regulations rolled back by the Trump administration. For North Carolina News Service, I'm Nadia Ramlagan.